MRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio. We're fast and free, so take advantage already. Now here's Griff.
Thanks for joining us for this week's edition of eBay Radio. If you're listening live, today is May 8th, 2018, and if you're in the archives, this is show number 722. Today we'll discover six strategies for maximizing profits on athletic wear. And learn what happens when your store vacation's over. You get back to work. We'll meet a retail revivalist, explore some top-rated techniques for inventory management, and find out how high a shining star has risen in 1 year. We'll also talk with you, but first, here she is. Hats off, it's Lee Mirabal with the eBay Radio News, brought to you by Endesha, helping you love the way you ship.
Widows, taxes, and Pez all feature in today's eBay Radio News for May 8th, 2018. I'm Lee. An urgent message from eBay, Griff. Now it's urgent. That ugly old tax thing is heating up right now. The U.S. Supreme Court is going to make a decision in the coming weeks that could give states the right to tax every small business on the Internet. You need to protect your small business. eBay asks you to please go to ebaymainstreet.com/sales-tax. That's ebaymainstreet.com/sales-tax and sign the petition you'll find there to oppose those internet sales taxes. Griff will be covering the subject with a little more detail in today's eBay Radio.
Yes.
Listen, you have until Thursday to fill out your submission to enter in the Shine Awards Small Business of the Year contest. That's only a couple of days. Go to ebay.com/shineawards to enter today. You have two more days to get it done. Griff, on the heels of Marvel's Avengers Infinity War film debut, we mentioned last week that eBay is launching a new curated destination comprised entirely of memorabilia from the Avenger franchise, and much of that inventory is rare and not available for purchase anywhere else. At the same time, eBay has revealed the top five most popular Avengers characters of all times. Are you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Number five is Captain America.
Yeah. Okay.
Number four is Iron Man.
Iron Man.
Three is Hulk.
Yep.
Number two is Thor. And guess who number one is?
I don't know. Mickey Mouse. What do I know? Oh, Spider-Man.
That's it.
Spider-Pig. I'm going to call him Harry Plopper.
Well, that's it. Number one. No. Spider-Man. And how I turn this darn thing off, I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's just get it out of here. That'll do it. We're not senior citizens at all. That'll do it. Hey, it's not easy, kiddo.
Yeah.
All the data is based on sold and listed items on eBay.com between January 1st, 2012 and April 23rd, 2018. And there was a woman, the first woman who made it, a female character, actually, the Black Widow, came in at number seven as the most popular female character is Black Widow. I don't know that one. Griff, I'm so excited. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday is going to be a big day.
Okay.
And there's big news for Pez collectors.
Yeah.
I know you're going to make fun of me.
I'm not. I promise.
Okay.
My fingers are crossed.
Yeah,
but go ahead.
Really. Pez Candy Brand has partnered with eBay for charity to start the bidding on a one-of-a-kind Prince Harry and Meghan Markle Pez dispenser.
Yeah.
It's in honor of the royal wedding. Mm. And from today until Sunday, May 13th, eBay for charity will be auctioning off these exclusive Pez dispensers with all proceeds going to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. The dispenser set features the classic Pez shape with bust-like heads of Meghan and Harry on their respective stems. Harry with his classic ginger hair dons a blue suit while Meghan wears her long raven locks down and a white dress top. Make-A-Wish and Pez are a perfect match. This is the second time Pez has worked with eBay for charity on a dispenser set to benefit Make-A-Wish. The first was for the royal wedding of Prince William and Kate Middleton in 2011. Griff, do you plan on watching Meghan and Harry get hitched on May 19th?
I was, but you know, I have an appointment to have little slivers of bamboo inserted under my fingernails, and I can't lose my place because it'll take another year.
Sorry, you're going to miss it.
Yeah,
I'm going to be there. They're getting married at 3:44 in the afternoon, so I have to wake up like, you know, on Saturday morning, kind of early, get myself ready, get my snacks ready, everything ready, because they get hitched at 7:44 a.m. our time. Be there or be square. That's eBay Radio News for May 8th, 2018, brought to you by Indicia, helping you love the way you ship. Now back to eBay Radio, where you've got the grip.
All right, here we go.
You're listening to eBay Radio, where you can share a tip, mend your ways, and take your listings to a brand new phase. Here's your host, Griff.
Yeah, this segment is brought to you by Crazy Lister, amazingly simple eBay listing software. As you said, the Supreme Court will soon render a decision that could give states the right to tax every small business on the internet. And this could be potentially devastating for eBay sellers. So if you're concerned, you can always sign eBay's petition in support of a fair tax policy for entrepreneurs like you and small businesses like yours. And you can sign it digitally with just one click at ebaymainstreet.com/sales-tax. And you can also find it if you just go to mainstreet.com, ebaymainstreet.com. And if you're not already a member of eBay Main Street, you should consider joining up now to stay up to speed on legislation
affecting.
It's free, yeah. And this legislation can affect your e-commerce business. And for that reason alone, you may want to let your voice be heard. Now, eBay's petition will be delivered to President Trump, key members of Congress, and certain state governors. Sign it with a single click at ebaymainstreet.com/sales-tax, and then share it on social media. That's ebaymainstreet.com/sales-tax.
So ebaymainstreet.com/sales-tax. I'm going there right now, and I'm going to do my one click. All right, so you enter your information. Lee, last name Mirabal, my street address. Oh, they want my street address?
Kinda.
Okay, that's good. I'll do it. I'll fill it out. It's only going to take a minute. I'll do it on the break.
Okay.
But this is so important. We've been talking about it a lot. So you, if you're listening to this right now, you may think, well, all right, I've heard this before. But it's getting down now to time because the Supreme Court is going to render that decision. And, Griff, I read there were like over 10,000 tax places in the United States. I
mean, well, different jurisdictions, yes.
Yeah. And just think about what that would mean. I mean, it would be gigantically difficult. Now, I know some people are working on stuff like TaxJar, you know, people like that.
Yeah.
To help us through if this does happen against, not in our favor. There are companies that have come forth that are going to help us out with this. So all is
not
lost,
for free.
But it's going to be difficult.
Yeah.
So again, ebaymainstreet.com/sales-tax. And it says it's to President Trump. Why don't you go there and read it to us?
What's that?
The message we're sending to President Trump.
Oh, yeah, I'm not there.
You're not there? You want me to read it?
eBay Main
Why don't you
Street.
Do it? .com/sales-tax. And you should get there. We just want you to know how important this is. That you get this done today.
Mm.
Okay. So
Internet sales tax. Hold on.
Okay. All right.
I can't find the...
Okay, it's
ebaymainstreet.com/sales-tax. It's just it's...
Not internet, but...
I mean, say, they should have a link. We should have
a link right on that page. I know.
Dear President Trump, United States Congress, and state governors, we, the underside, call on the federal and state government to take the following positions on new internet taxes and support the millions of small businesses and consumers across the country. Point. Keep the internet as free from government taxation and regulation as possible. Point. Protect entrepreneurs, small businesses, and artisans from new taxes, audits, or collection burdens because they can least afford the added cost. Point. Continue to prohibit states and localities from applying and enforcing sales and use taxes, tax laws on small, remote, local businesses who have no political or voting connection to the taxing state. And final point, reject sales tax policies that raise prices on consumers who shop online with small businesses for artisan craft, religious, vintage, or other niche products because they should not be paying more taxes. Sincerely, and then your signature.
Okay.
Pretty easy.
That's the message to Donald Trump, and we need it desperately.
Well, this is the message to the President, United States Congress, and state governors. So
everybody.
Let's not just make it sound like it's landing on one person's desk.
Oh, yeah, and he's going to sit there and he's going to read the whole thing page by page.
So, yeah, this is an easy thing to do, and let your voice be heard.
eBay is working for us like crazy. They've got whole offices set up just for this with attorneys in it working on this, and they have been for years, Griff, last couple of years anyway. That I can remember. So it's very important to go there now. I'm going to say it one more time. ebaymainstreet.com/sales-tax. Please go there now and take care of it for all of us, really. So, Griff, we got a good show coming up today.
Well, I should hope so. I mean, have we ever said we have a so-so show coming up today?
Well, every now and then, you know, we have a so-so show. But today we have a good one. Really good one. We're going to have on a guy who's known as Hustler Hacks. His name is Glenn Zubia Jr.
Mm.
And he's going to share his strategies for maximizing profits on athletic shoes and apparel. And these are things you run into all the time that you might want to sell. So that's going to be a good one. And then in the second hour, Stephanie Inge is coming on.
Oh, good. Always a pleasure.
She's known as Steph in Texas, and she's going to talk about store vacations and stuff like that. And
fantastic.
She knows a lot about it. She's travels a lot, you know.
Oh, great. Well, so maybe you're right. This won't be a so-so show. It'll be a big honkin' show.
You got it.
There
big
it
and honkin'.
This segment was brought to you by Crazy Lister, amazingly simple eBay listing software. Up next, listing athletic wear pays off here on eBay Radio.
When it comes to selecting a shipping solution, at Indicia, we know you have a ton of choices. So we'd like to cut to the chase. Here are the top five reasons why Indicia is your best choice. 1. We are the number one USPS shipping software with over $14 billion of postage printed. 2. We save you money. With Indicia, you automatically qualify for the lowest possible USPS rates. 3. We're convenient. You can purchase postage and print labels anytime, 24/7, for domestic and international. 4. Our pay-on-use return service lets you provide USPS return shipping labels to your customers without prepaying the postage. And 5. We're easy. Easy to install and easy to use with great customer support. Try our 4-week trial and see how Indicia can help you save time and money. Visit Indicia.com. That's Endicia.com.
You've already got your favorite color and favorite song. Now, WorthPoint wants to be your favorite eBay market research tool by letting you play favorites. With WorthPoint, you can save your favorite collectibles, antiques, and art with a single click. Whether they're your sold items or someone else's, you can save favorite listings, too, as many as you want, for the length of your membership. They'll disappear from eBay, but you can see them on WorthPoint for years to come. You can also save your favorite marks from WorthPoint's huge database, as well as your favorite books from their digital reference library. You can even save your favorite searches, making research faster and easier than ever. It's no wonder that WorthPoint is a favorite with eBay sellers. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com. That's WorthPoint.com.
It's the seller event of the year, eBay Open 2018. July 24th through 26th at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas, baby. Sharpen your selling skills and up-level your business chops. Talk with eBay executives and employees. Network with fellow sellers. Enjoy great food and an epic closing party. Register by May 1st for the early bird price of $275 at ebayopen.com. That's ebayopen.com.
eBay entrepreneurs, let your business shine. Submit your seller story to the Shine Awards for a chance to win $10,000 as eBay's Small Business of the Year, or win $5,000 in one of five categories. Share your passion for eBay and tell how it drives your success. Enter now through May 10th at ebay.com/shineawards. That's ebay.com/shineawards.